Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I'm going to go back to the January 6th insurrection. Rocky Madison had a great question, which was, how are those officers going to be compensated for being beaten and injured? And, you know, one eye gouged out, two hit over the head with lead pipes, one stabbed to the pole, and frankly, others punched and beaten in the face and the chest. Well, they just had to stand there because there were too many people. And if they used their weapon, it would have been used against them. Dragged down the stairs with their heads bumping on the stairs. In the face of all that, five Republican, believe this or not, senators wrote a letter to the Attorney General Merrick Garland complaining, quote, that the January 6th protesters were unequally treated compared to Black Lives Matter protesters this summer. Unequally treated. They were unfairly treated, the January 6th protesters. Now, let me tell you something. Let me tell you who those five senators were. See if you can guess. But before I do, in none of the Black Lives Matter protests, you know, my nieces marched in, I've marched in them, people have marched in them. They did not attack the police. They did not attack the police. They were peaceful. They were peaceful until a handful of provocateurs, in some cases, who were not sympathetic to Black Lives Matter. There was a guy dressed in black up in Minneapolis who was breaking windows and so forth. They didn't gouge anybody's eye out, much less an officer. They didn't stab anybody with a pole, much less an officer. They didn't beat two people over the head and brain damage them, much less officers. They didn't do any of that. Didn't spray people with bear spray. Didn't punch officers in the face and the chest. These five senators are lying. They're simply trying to signal to their sad base that they don't like Black Lives Matter and they like Trump. That's all they're trying to do. Now, here are the five. Sadly, number one, Ron Johnson of Wisconsin. Hey, wait a minute. Ron Johnson does not understand Wisconsin. I don't think he originally was from Wisconsin, but in any event, wherever he was from, fighting Bob La Follette would not have done that. Bill Proxmire would not have done that. Gaylord Nelson would not have done that. I'll tell you what, Republican senators wouldn't have done it in the past. You don't do that. That's not Wisconsin. Take a look at who the other rest of the five were, who wrote a letter to the Attorney General Merrick Garland complaining that the January 6th protesters were unequally and unfairly treated compared to the treatment of Black Lives Matter protesters. Hey, now, wait a minute. It wasn't the protesters or Black Lives Matter being treated anyway. It was their conduct. No Black Lives Matter members gouged the cop's eye out, hit him over the head, lead pipe, stabbed him with a pole, punched them in the chest and face and dragged them downstairs with their heads bumping on the stairs. That is the result. That is what caused the treatment. Ron Johnson. The second one is Tommy Tuberville of Alabama. Tommy, he was the coach at Auburn. Dumber than a post, this guy. I'm not kidding. A Landrin Jawed Cretan. There's great football down there. I have a lot of respect for Nick Saban over at Alabama. Heck of a coach. And Tommy Tuberville did well as a coach at Auburn. Yes, he did. But this guy just comes out and says this. What's he thinking? The third one, Mike Lee of Utah. Right-wing nut, absolutely right-wing nut. Fourth, Rick Scott, Florida. Rick Scott, when he was the CEO of a Medicare company, took the fifth in front of the grand jury when his company was investigated for Medicaid fraud. They paid a huge fine because you can't put a company in jail. And they asked the Rick Scott, well, you were the CEO. Companies are only run by people. What did you know about it? He goes, I refuse to answer on the grounds that it might incriminate me. And he still gets elected governor of Florida after that and senator. And he writes this thing. And the fifth, Ted Cruz, sneaky Ted Cruz. So you have Ron Johnson, Tommy Tuberville, Mike Lee, Rick Scott, and Ted Cruz all write a letter to Merrick Garland, Attorney General, saying complaining that, in their opinion, the January 6th protesters, they call them not insurrectionists, they call them protesters, were treated unfairly and unequally compared to Black Lives Matter protesters. Black Lives Matter protesters marched peacefully. The cops watched the parade. They kept order. The man was strangled, George Floyd. George Floyd held down, arms behind his back, handcuffed, inert, and he got strangled. More than 8 minutes, a guy just strangled him. It's a sadistic way to kill somebody, by the way. If you're going to hang him, you hang him and that's right it, but not strangle him for 8 minutes, gasping for breath. So people took to the streets, not just here, around the world. And these clowns, Ron Johnson, Tommy Tuberville, Mike Lee, Rick Scott, and Ted Cruz, said that the poor protesters were treated unequally, unfairly. Come on. Come on. Is anybody going to stand up to this? I mean, is anybody going to say, what the heck is this? Luke, you have something to say. I welcome it.
Well, what is it? I'm confused. Were the protesters treated unequally, or were they just simply tourists? Were they there like any other day in the Capitol? I don't understand it. There's some cognitive dissonance almost here where they're trying to both sides this argument of the protesters were treated too roughly. We can't look into it because they were already treated too roughly, and then also downplaying it to be, oh, no, they were staying inside the velvet rope lines. They were perfectly normal, just patriotic citizens there to express their frustration. Like, I don't understand it, Matt.
Yeah, that's an excellent point. That Andrew Clyde, congressman, he's a real right-wing nut from Georgia. Right, he did say, and Johnson, the rest of them agreed with him, that they were just like tourists going through. I mean, how do you say they're just like tourists when five people died? You know, tourists don't get trampled to death, shot. They don't stab people with poles, gouge their eyes out, hit them over there with lead pipes, right? Squirt them with bear spray, punch cops in the chest and the face while they have to stand there and take it because they're afraid to shoot because their weapons will be used against them. Those are tourists. Andrew Clyde lied. Ron Johnson, Tommy Tuberville, Mike Lee, and Rick Scott and Ted Cruz lied too. They did. This is not a matter of unequal or unfair, quote, treatment, end quote, of tourist groups, end quote. What this is we don't put up with people attacking, stabbing, eye gouging, beating police officers, okay? It's as simple as that. And the Black Lives Matter people did not do that. Did not do that. That includes some of my own family who marched. They did not do that. They marched because they said somebody shouldn't be strangled for 8 minutes because the cop wants to show off to the crowd. Yeah, I mean, we're not going to put up with that anymore. You know, Eric Garner got strangled out in Staten Island somewhere. Guys got strangled everywhere else. Guys get shot in the back. Jacob Blake got shot in the back. The cop had him by the shirt. He was peacefully getting in his car, disobeying an order to stop. It is against the law to murder somebody because he disobeys a police order. That's it. You know, you can charge him somehow. They knew he wasn't going anywhere. They could tase him, but he shot him in the back. And our law enforcement in the state, from the top to the bottom, chickened out and made believe that somehow that was, you know, normal police conduct. That's why we need a new U.S. attorney in Milwaukee in the Eastern District, who launches a federal grand jury into the killing of Jacob Blake. We're going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.